This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Habayim. Today's shiur is dedicated for the healthy, swift delivery for Ilanit Simcha Bas Leah. Hashem should give her Zara Chai V'Kayama in good health and protection. B'Shat Tov V'Mutzlachas. Okay. We have an epic topic today, if we could get through it. Some label this Haran Hayadua. Haran Hayadua. The well-known run. I don't know if you remember, one time we had a shiur on the Hataz Hayadua. There's a well-known Taz that's given the appellation Hataz Hayadua. Well, this is the Ran Hayadua. It's a very well-known Ran. For those who learn Taruvais or learn Yaradeya, this is a Ran that comes up as one of the fundamental ideas in Hilchos Taruvais. So I'm going to try to put it up on the screen. And here we go. The Ran is discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody makes a neder from meat and it got mixed with eggs, that if the meat gives taste to the eggs are usser. And if it does not give taste to the eggs are mutter. So machlokes the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, is it usser only if you say basar zu or even basar stam? But according to everyone, if you say basar zu, it's for sure usser. That's the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, Hanoyder bin Abbasar, Rav Yehuda said a story that Rav Yossi said a story that Rav Tarfain asered the eggs that were cooked with the meat. And the Chacham said, it's true, but that's only when you say basar zeh. But everybody agrees, if you say basar zeh, the egg are going to be asar, because since you asar the meat, b'neder, so therefore, the egg takes on the taste of the meat, and it's asar. But let's think for a minute. How exactly is the meat asar? The meat is asar b'neder. Is something which is a neder asar forever? No. You can be matar a neder. You can be matar a neder. That would mean that a neder is dvarim sheishal matirim. There's a well-known rule in Taruvais, in Hilchais Taruvais, davar sheishalai matirin afilu ba'elaf lai batal. Something that eventually will become mutar is not batal even in 1,000. Rashi in Masechta Be'a says the reason for that, the reason why dvarim sheishal matirim afilu ba'elaf lai batal, is because ad shetoichlenu be'isser toichlenu beheter. Why eat it when it's usser and rely on bittul? Why don't you just wait until the thing will become mutter? And when it becomes mutter, then it's mutter straight up. For example, chametz on Pesach is called dvarim sheyesh lo matirin. There's no bittul, because we don't allow you to rely on bittul, just wait till after Pesach. Anything that will ultimately become, or a be'ah shenolda b'yamtif, that got mixed with other eggs. So we say there's no bittul, wait until after yamtif. Is something which is asar mishum neder dvarim sheyesh lo matirin? Absolutely. You could go to a chacham and the chacham will be matirit. So the question is, how could the Mishnah say that if something that became asar mishum neder, it will give taste to something else, and if there's 60, then it becomes batal, and if there's not 60, it won't become batal? Right? Because the Mishnah says, if it's ein benoy sein tam, then it's mutter because of bittul, but it's varm sheyesh lo matirim, and varm sheyesh lo matirim afilu be'elef loy batal. Yeah? That's the kasha of the Ran and many of the Rishonim. The basic answer that the Ran gives is, I'm going to tell you outside, and we're going to try to see it inside. The Ran basically answers that the din of Dvarim Sheyesh L'Matirim is not batal, is only min b'minoi. It's only if it's the same species. But here we're dealing with meat and an egg, and it's different species. Min b'she'enoi minoi would be batal by Dvarim Sheyesh L'Matirim. It's only by min b'minoi that we don't say, that we say Dvarim Sheyesh L'Matirim is not batal. But taruvais min b'she'enoi minoi is batal. Now, what difference does it make if it's min b'minoi or min b'enoj minoi? What's the chiluk? The Ran says as follows. Could one davar heter become batal in another davar heter? No. There's an idea that when two things are similar, they can't cancel out. They just strengthen each other. So, if you have a davar Isser and a davar heter, but the davar isser will become mutter. In a way, it's like min b'minoi. It's like heter b'heter, that it doesn't become batal. But that's only. So in other words, we know that heter b'heter doesn't become batal. So too, isser and heter doesn't become batal either, if the isser is dvarim sheyesh l'matirim. But that's only min b'minoi. But min b'she'enoi minoi, and they're different from each other. So then we say, in this case, not only is it usur, not only is there a contrast in min b'she'enoi minoi, there's also a contrast in the isser and the heter, even though granted the davar isser will eventually become mutter, but there's already a very big contrast between the two items. You see, the lamdus of bittel is when the thing that you're trying to be mevatel is very different from the greater mixture. You see, when they're the same, they strengthen each other. When they're different, then they cancel each other out. So here we have, in general, a davar isser that will become mutter cannot become batel, because it's very similar to the davar heter. It's true now it's asr, but eventually it'll become mutter. But if it has another distinction, namely, not only is it asr now, albeit it will become mutter, but it's also min b'she'enoi minoi, then it could become batel.
Doesn't min b'minoi have the kula that it's mevatel if they're right, as opposed to min b'she'enoi minoi nida shishim?
So, min b'minoi needs shishim also. Min b'minoi needs shishim midrabanan. Min b'she'enoi minoi needs shishim midairaisa. Min
b'midairaisa, we see that there that min b'minoi doesn't have a kula, because you don't have much to battle it. But the Rav is saying that min b'minoi strengthens each other. So with that svari, you would think that you need a stronger bittel to be mevatel.
It works both ways, because min b'minoi, in a certain sense, it's easier to be mevatel. Min b'minoi, it's easier to be mevatel. And on the other hand, it's harder to be mevatel. Let's see the Ran. The Ran uses this to explain a very difficult riff. The riff brings a case of bread that was baked with meat that you now eat with cheese, even though we usually hold that reicha lav milsahi. So who cares if the bread was baked with meat? Why does it absorb the meat? But in a way, it's davar sheish lo matirin, because you could eat the bread with meat. So the question, though, is that's a case of min b'she'enoi minoi, where we say why don't we say that since it's davar sheish lo matirin, it's bato because it's even min b'she'enoi minoi. Okay, let's see how the Ran presents this. The Ran is v'nesarev ba'acherem yeshlo b'noi sein tam. If you have the meat mixed with an egg and it gives taste, im yesh b'min ha'oiser kedei litein tam b'shal heter, k'goin deleka shishim, let's say you don't have 60, b'shal heter, hareza aser. V'kasha lehul rabu sazal. It's a question to the Chachamim, heichi amrinon hacha, how could you say over here, dim yesh boi b'noi sein tam aser, that if it gives taste as aser, which is mashma, ha'am ein boi b'noi sein tam mutter, v'nadorim davar sheish lo matirinu, nadorim is davar sheish lo matirin, kin amrinon lekamon, b'parak ha'noidir min hayarak. Why is nadorim davar sheish lo matirin, misham de mitzvah le'ashtule alayu? It's a mitzvah to be matir midrav nasan. V'kaim alon d'chol sheish lo matir nafilu be'elef loy batol. Why are we saying that if it's noy sein tam, it's not batol? But if it's not noy sein tam, it's batol. But it's davar sheish lo matirin. Says the Ran v'yishloim radechi amrino nafilu be'elef loy batol. When do we say it's not even batol be'elef? Hani mili min b'minai. That's if it's the same species, it's not batal. Min b'minoi, it's not batal. Aval hacha, but over here, ki katani v'nisari v'acher, when it gets mixed into something else, it's talking about she'enoi minoi, if it's not the min. Dumya debetsim she'nisbashlu imoi. Like the case of the eggs, v'cho she'enoi minoi, afilu b'davar sheish matirin b'noi sein tam. So Asi, it's true. Normally, min b'minoi only needs shishim midrabanon. Min b'she'enoi minoi needs shishim midaraisa. The reason for that is as follows. Because when you're dealing with min b'minoi, all you need is roiv. Because you just need to be mevatel it. But you don't need to be mevatel the tam, because there is no tam. In terms of taste, min b'minoi, there's no taste transfer, because it's the same taste. So now you're just dealing with the entity. So as an entity, it's easier to be mevatel min b'minoi. As opposed to taste, you need to be mevatel atam. But as we're going to see, on the other hand, as an entity, it's harder to be mevatel min b'minoi, because there is a shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi is never batel. Min b'minoi is never batel. The Chachamim say min b'minoi is batal, and the reason basically is because the reason min b'minoi is batal is because they have a difference. The difference is one is mutter and one is aser. But if it's davar sheish lo matirin, then there's no difference at all. Then basically what's going to happen is the Chachamim concede to Rabbi Yehuda that min b'minoi is never batal, because now it's the same taste and they're both mutter. So there is a certain dichotomy. In terms of taste, min b'minoi has less requirements. As an entity, it's harder to be mevatel. Okay, let's proceed. V'hainu detnan b'mesaches chala. Hanoisin sa'or me'isas chitim l'tech isas oirez. If you put the yeast of the dough of wheat into the dough of rice, im yesh ba tam dagon chayeves v'im la patura, im kein lama amru hatevel oyser b'choshehu, b'minoi, that's b'minoi, if it's the same species, v'shaloi b'minoi, b'noi sein tam, v'tevel davar sheish l'matirin hu, tevel is davar sheish l'matirin, but even though it's davar sheish l'matirin, it's only not batal b'minoi. b'she'enoy minoy itzbato v'afil hachikton l'shlom yaminoy b'noy sintam v'achinami isa b'hed yabu yishalmi tigar sinon chometz zeh haklal hoye Reb Shimon oymer m'shem Reb Yeshua kal davar sheyesh l'matirin kagoyin teva l'maser sheni v'hektesh v'cholav l'ninu b'chachamim shir el min b'minoy b'mashehu min b'minoy is not bato shaloy b'minoy b'noy sintam. So we see that what dvarm sheish lo matiren, it's only a problem by min b'minoy, not by min b'she'eno minoy. But ein loy matiren, like truma, you see tevel, maser sheni, hektish, all have heter. You could redeem it, you could sell it. Truma is ein loy matiren. Therefore, min b'minoy v'sheloy b'minoy, b'noy seintan. Halin nidri my ad avad line. How do you treat nedarim? Kedavar sheish matirin or kedavar shein loy matirin? Says gomer mistavra ma'avidin kedavar sheish lo matirin. We treat it like kedavar sheish matirin. Natani on taman. Shazakin oikar haned meikara. Azakin kavi oikar to begin with. V'ha masnisa avdolan kedavar sheish lo matirin. The Mishnah also makes it like kedavar sheish lo matirin. Shanoid min adavin sarabachem yesh lo benoy sein tam aser. Tifter b'min b'she'enoy minoy. That's only if it's a different species. B'davar she'esh lo matirin. V'areza mufurish k'mo shekasavnu. Basically, that's explicitly like we said. So let's just say very clearly. The Ran's kasha is, isn't there a rule, davar she'esh lo matirin is not bato be'elef? And the answer is, that's only by min b'minoy, but not by min b'she'enoy minoy. We haven't really explained what the difference is. Why only min b'minoy and not by min b'she'enoy minoy? But as you can imagine, see, min b'minoy, you can't be mevatel it. It's very hard to be mevatel the same species. They just strengthen each other. And there's no distinction at all because one is mutter, one is usser. No, even the isser has a heter. So it's mamish identical. It's the same min. And even there's no isser and heter, because even the isser has heter. Masha'in kain, if one is minoy, one is enoy minoy. So it's easier to be mavato something when it's different. And between the fact that it's a different species and the fact that it's a little bit usser, that's enough. Now the Ran has a kash on the riff. Lefika chikshu al harav alfes shakasa bel chois pergin anasha b'inyan pas shafa imatzli, bread baked with roasted meat betanor. Okay, so you have challah and you have chicken baking. The ma'idam riyun da'asur la'achla b'kutach. You know how to eat the meat. You know how to eat the bread with cheese. Why? But the steam that comes from the chicken is nothing. So why can't I eat this bread baking with the chicken with cheese? Hainu taima, yishim dahav davar sheyesh lo matirin. Dahamatzi lemichli b'hadei bisra. Instead of eating the bread with cheese, you could eat it with meat. So since it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, there's a way around it. Therefore, even be'elef laibato, mishamachi afilu be'elef laibato. And therefore, you cannot eat this bread with cheese because you could just eat it with meat. But wait a second. But we're dealing with bread. We're dealing with bread and meat. That's min b'she'enoy minoy. Didn't the Ran just establish a rule that only by min b'minoy dvarim she'esh lo matirin are not batal? But here we're dealing with meat and bread. Alma de Svir Leizal, da filu shaloi b'minoy loy batal. We see even shaloi b'minoy, it's not batal. So let's set this up. First thing is the Ran asked, how in our Mishnah could we say that if it doesn't give taste, it's batal, but it's davar sheyesh lo matirin? The answer is because it's min b'she'enoy minoy. Namely, you're not dealing with two of the same species. You're dealing with meat and eggs. They're different They're different tastes. It's min b'she'inoy minoy. So, only min b'minoy by dvarim she'esh lo matirin do we say enoy bato. Not by min b'she'inoy minoy. And meat and eggs are different. Now, really in that case, there are two differences. One is, it's a different taste, and the meat has an iser neder, and the eggs do not have an iser neder. Even though the iser neder, you could be mater, there is a slight difference on two accounts. One is a different taste, and one is you're dealing with iser heter. As we're going to see in the case of the rif, not only is it a different taste, the bread and the meat, but neither are usser. You're dealing with meat. Meat is not an isser. It's just something you don't eat with milk, but it's not a dover usser. So there, even though it's a different flavor between the bread and the meat, but everything is heter, then the Ran says that's considered more like min b'minoy. The svara that dvarim she'esh lo matirin are not batal by min b'she'enoy minoy, that's because in additional, you have another factor of mutter and aser. But in this case, all you have is a different flavor. You don't have any factor of mutter and aser. Here, he's going to explain this here. We're going to go down to Valinir and Divrei Rav Alfasi. Okay, let's see if we can understand this. Valinir and Divrei Rav Alfasi. The Ran says, I think the Rif is right, that bread baked with meat, you can't eat it with cheese. Why? Because of Dvarim She'esh Lo Matirin. What do you mean? But it's min b'she'enoy minoy. Says the Ran Veli Nirin, Divrei Rav Alfasi. Listen carefully to this. The chit na'an hacha de davar she'esh lo matirin b'she'enoy minoy batol. When we learned over here in the Mishnah that davar she'esh lo matirin b'she'enoy minoy is batol. Hani mili kol she'asar achshav. That's only something that's usser now, let's say isser neder, but usser li is nitter achas man kinadarim. So mishum de kami ba'ili, because you could ask that, you know why we say it's batal? Kibun de Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, bakulu isure min b'she'ne, min b'minoi batal, kamoi b'she'ne minoi. You know, the Rabbanon hold, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoy is always batal, just like eino minoy. In fact, like Asi pointed out, min b'minoy is more batal than eino minoy. Then ma'aru chacham l'chalik b'davar she'esh lo matirin bein minoy l'sheino minoy. Why did the Rabbanon say that even though min b'minoy is always batal, but by davar she'esh lo matirin, it's not batal? Umeizetam, v'kach niroli. This is what it seems to me. The following Ran is quoted throughout Yoredeya. The time of Shadavar, the Chazina the Rabbanon the Rabbi Yehuda. We see the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, the Afligu b'min b'minoy. They argue by min b'minoy, I batal aylai, whether it's batal or not. V'amrino b'perak ha'koymetz Rabba. And we say in Menachos, the Shneim mikra echad darshan. They both darshan from the same pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda it's min b'minoy, einoy batal. And the Chacham say min b'minoy bato. Where do they learn it from? D'chsiv v'lakach midam hapar u'midam hasayir. You should take from the blood of the bull and the goat. Now the blood of the bull is a lot more than the blood of the goat. She'afal pi shadamir shel par meruba kari le dam hasayir. Even though the dam of the bull is more, we call it the blood of the goat. Alma loy bato. So we see it's not bato. Why? But it's roiv dam apar and miot dam asoyer. Why is it not batal? Because savar Rabbi Yehuda dehainu taima mishum demin b'minoy loy batal. Rabbi Yehuda knows this is the reason, because min b'mino is not batal. L'fisha kol davar shu davar l'chaver, anything similar to his friend, einoi machlisha mevatloi, it doesn't weaken it, or mevatlo it, ela ma'amido yimachazkoi, it strengthens it. So, even though you're right, in the world of the Rabbanon, min b'minoi is more batal than min b'sheino minoi. In the world of Rabbi Yehuda, no, min b'minoi is simply never batal, because anything that's similar to its friend does not weaken it, but it's mevatal it. That's why the Rabbi Yehuda holds by all Yisurin, min b'minoi is not batal. For Rabbanon loy mashinu l'hachi, the Rabbanon don't agree. The Rabbanon say, this is not min b'minoi. It's Isser and Heter. The Rabbanon say, you can't prove from here min b'minoi loy batal. Because normal min b'minoi, one is mutter and one is asser. So by a fact that one is mutter and one is asser, it's min b'sheino minoi. It's only by Dama Par and Dama Sawyer that there's no Isser and Heter. They're mamish both mutter. So that ain't no batal. Because you're not dealing with Isser v'Heter. You're dealing with Heter v'Heter. So the Rabbanan say, I agree to you, Rabbi Yehuda, in principle, that things that are similar have a harder time being mavato. But that's if they're completely similar. You're dealing with Dama Par and Dama Sawyer. So they're the same, they're both blood, and they're both mutter. But in a different situation where one is mutter and one is aser, then it would be batal. Basically, the Chachamim say that min b'minoi is really like min b'sheino minoi, because one is mutter, one is aser. But if they would both be mutter, then of course we learn out from the Dama Par and the Dama Sar that it's not mevatel. But the Chachamim say, if it's min b'minoi, mutter and aser, but the iser has dvar m'sheishel matirin, so now they're the same min, and it's not mutter and aser, even the iser will become mutter, then it's like the Dama Par and the Dama Sawyer, that it's not batal. That's the lumdus of why Dvarim Sheyesh Lo Matirim is not batal. It's only by Min B'minai, because of a Gezeras HaKosov. The Pasuk says, V'lokach Midama Paru Midam HaSawyer. So Rabbi Yehuda learns from there, Min B'minai is never batal. The Chum say, you can't learn from there, Min B'minai is never batal. A regular case of min b'minoi, one's mutter, one is aser, so it's like min b'sheinoi minoi. But if in that case the iser would eventually become mutter, then it's exactly like the dama par and the dama sayer, and it won't become batal. So v'rabbanu le mashal hachi to become akam min b'minoi the aser the iserata in doymin zelaza kiven the chad aser v'chad shori shein roy leilach acher dimyoinam be'etzam. The Chachamim say it's not fit to go after their biological components, that they're both blood. We should really define them by whether it's us or mutter. So why by Dama Par and Dama Sar is it not Mevatel? Because they're both kosher to sprinkle on the Mizbeach. They're both Mutter, elahainu taima de dama paraino mevatel damasar, misham de kivan de shneim oilin, since they both work, kolaymer shekshayim lezrika, in mevatlin zeze. De chihechi de Rabbi Yehuda, azal, achar dimyoin haetzem, you see, Rabbi Yehuda says you follow their biological component, blood and blood is not mevatel. Meat and meat is not mevatel. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds, min b'mino is never mevatel, even iser v'heter. The Rabbanon go define something by whether it's mutter or aser. So even what we would call min b'minoi, if one is mutter and one is aser, it's really min b'sheinoi minoi. Azu Rabbanon achar dimyon ha'heter. But ulafikach kol shechalukin iser v'heter, if there are difference in iser and heter, afilu min b'minoi batal. Even min b'minoi would be batal. The havelei min b'sheino minoi. Ah, but by dvar m'sheish lo matirin, then the iser is really heter. So it's mamish exactly like the dama par and the dama sayer. They're both blood, and they're both mutter. So too, if you have meat and an egg, I'm sorry, if you have mutter meat and aser meat, which typically the Rabbanon say, min b'mino is batal, but if the aser meat is an iser neder and it's dvarm sheish l'matirin, then it's exactly like the dam apar and the dam asar, it won't become batal. Mishum hachi amrina de bedavar sheish l'matirin, not do Rabbanon mishum chumra l'drab Yehuda. By min by davar sheish l'matirin, the Rabbanon are inclined to say like Rabbi Yehuda. The kivan she'ein davar zeh chalak min aheter lagamri, the iser v'heter, since the davar iser is not completely different than the davar heter, the iser v'heter, because it's going to become mutter. Sharei avhu sofilias neter kamayu, aminon she'einoi batel b'minai. Dihachi have a damutuva, because now they're very similar. Now they're too similar. Chadash ain't shavim b'min. They're the same species. Va'id she'en an chaluk in legamri b'iser v'heter. They're also not different in iser v'heter. Mishum hachi lai batal. Only by einoi minai. Because einoi minai. You see, it's like this. The Rabbanon say to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't think you're off the wall. We agree fundamentally when things are similar, they can't become batal. It's just you're not getting the point. By the Dama Par and the Dama Sar, they're completely similar. They're the same species and they're both mutter. But if they're the same species, but one is mutter and one usser, they're different. So it will become batal. But we would agree to you that if the isser will become mutter, where it's the same species, and they're not different than isser v'heter, then they won't become batal. Unless it's min b'she'enoi minoi. Min b'she'enoi, so it's a different flavor. Then even though it's davar sheish lo matirin, look, then we would say it's really different in two ways. It's a different flavor, and it's different in iser v'heter. B'shem hachi lo'i batol, ela b'she'enoi minoi. Kidei she'oisei chilek she'yesh bein minoi l'she'enoi minoi. Listen to this. The small difference between the two in min and eino min, yashlim oisoi shivoi shani toisav kan, will compensate for the equality that they have, that even the iser is davar sheish l'matirin. Mishum davar sheish l'matirin. Fisha chiluk shabein aminon, the difference between them, sibas habitol, causes it to become batal. Here he says it explicitly, like we started. The contrast causes the bittal. The hashivoy and the equality, noisein shalayu batalin, makes it that they shouldn't be batal. But hilkach koshu aser achshav, anything that's aser now, the einoi chaser min isurai, and there's nothing lacking in the iser ela sha'as liyos nita la'achar zman, then oisei chisorn shel iser, that lack in the iser, namely that ultimately it will become mutter, kiven shu muat, it could compensate for the fact, it could be compensated with the min b'she'enoi minoi. But let's just spell something out very important. In the world of the Chachamim, the ikur is not the min b'she'enoi minoi. The Chachamim determine identity based on Iser v'Heter. And therefore, if it's all dependent on Iser v'Heter. And therefore, by Min B'minai, normally, by Min B'minai, by Iser v'Heter, it will become batal. By davar sheish lo matirin, it won't become batal. Why? Because now there's no difference in the min, and there's no real difference in the iser v'heter. But if you had iser v'heter, then even min b'minoi, it would become batal. So which is the ikur factor? Is the ikur factor, we know by min b'she'enoi minai, min b'she'enoi minai, batal. And we know by min b'she'enoy minoy, let's just get that clear. The Chachamim say, everybody says, min b'she'enoy minoy, iser v'heter, then they're fundamentally different in both ways. Batal. Min b'minoy, iser v'heter, batal. Dvarim she'esh lo matirin, enoy batal. Why? The main difference is the iser v'heter. Therefore, iser v'heter, by min b'she'enoy minoy, obviously will become batal. By min b'minoy, iser v'heter, it will become batal. By dvarim she'esh lo matirin, min b'minoy, then you have no difference at all. It's the same species, and there's no difference between iser v'heter. But now let's go to the case of the rif. Remember the rif's case? Meat baked with chicken. You're not allowed to eat it with cheese. And even if the taste in the meat is nothing, even though the taste of meat in the bread is nothing, you can't eat it with cheese. What do you mean? Why don't we say it's batal? Isn't this min b'she'enoy minoy? Chicken and bread is min b'she'enoy minoy. So shouldn't the Chachamim say it is, it's batal? I thought that dvarim she'esh lo matirin is only not batal min b'minoy, but this is min b'she'enoy minoy. So this should be batal. Why does the Rif say it's not batal? Says the Ran, I told you why. Listen carefully. You're right, this is min b'she'enoy minoy. But in the world of the Chachamim, what is the main distinguishing factor? Is the main distinguishing factor min b'she'enoy minoy, different tastes? No, that's in Rabbi Yehuda, the main factor is the species. The main factor is the iser and the heter. Well, there is no iser v'heter when you have chicken cooking together with bread. They're both mutter. So then we say they're totally fundamentally different. That is a class. I'm sorry. Then we say they're fundamentally the same. That's mamish min b'minoy. That's mamish min b'minoy. In other words, the defining characteristic in the Chachamim is the iser v'heter, not the different tastes. In other words, so far what we saw is the Chachamim say, even if everything is blood, dam par and dam sa'ir, but because they're both mutter, so it's not batal. Why? It's not because they're both blood, it's because they're both heter. But if you had mutter and usser, let's say you had mutter blood and usser blood, then it would be batal. Why? Because that's called min b'she'enoy minoy. Mutter and usser are min b'she'enoy minoy. It's that dvarim she'yesh lo matirin impugns the iser. So it makes it that it's not really usser. So now you're going to need to come on to a different species. So then a different species plus dvarim she'yesh lo matirin would make a difference. A different taste plus an iser, that even though it will eventually become mutter, that will make a difference. But the main distinction is iser v'heter. Yeah, but what if they're both mutter? Then we'll ignore completely the fact that it's a different taste. That would be a classic case of dvarim she'esh lo matirin einoy batal. In other words, what the Ran is doing is, the Ran is inventing two possible ways for dvarim she'esh lo matirin not to be batal. One is if they're the same species, and one is mutter and one is usser. So if they're the same species and the iser will become mutter, so now there's no real difference between the two. They're the same species. And what about the difference in Isra v'Heter? No, we impugn the difference in Isra v'Heter through Dvarim Sheyesh L'Matirin. But in a situation where they're a totally different taste, but they're both mutter, then that's for sure like the Dam Par and Dam Asayar, where they're defined as the same. In other words, in the world of the Chachamim, the main criteria of judging is this like Min B'Minai? That loy, in other words, like this. Everyone agrees fundamentally, Min B'Minai Loy Batal, Min B'She'ena Minai Batal. The question is, how do you define Min B'Minai, Min B'She'ena Minai? Rabbi Yehuda says, you just go by the type. Blood and blood, not batal. Different species, batal. Dam parva dam sar, not batal. Anything that has the same name, not batal. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns it. The Chacham say, no, we're much more sophisticated. We judge things based on, we don't judge things based on their name, we judge it based on their, we judge it based on Isser v'heter. So, when they are both mutter like blood, not batal. If they're both blood, but one is aser, but the iser of dvar m'sheish matirin, also, we don't have enough of a difference. But even if they're different flavors, like meat and chicken, but they're both mutter, that's also min b'minoi, and would be like the dam par v'dam asar. And that's what the Ran is going to fear us over here. Let's go by the reason. The more you're moisef heter, they're more machmir in the bitum. Since it's destined to be mutter, amru shalayis bata b'minai. V'kivin dekein, koshu moisef oid heter, sh'af achshav yesh lo shasa koshar, roi lahachmer v'tulo yesh lo yisbata ofilu b'she'inoi minoi. Okay, let's go to this line. Here's where he spells it out. V'ahi depas sh'afa imatzli betanur, l'ahi deperk mashilin. Imatzli betanur, l'ahi deperk mashilin damya. That is more similar to Perek Mashilin. What does that mean? Actually, listen to this. In the world of the Chachamim, as much as the Chachamim say that Dvarim Sheyesh Loi Matirin won't be Batal if they have the same name, it certainly won't become Batal. If they have different names, but they're both really mutter to begin with, namely meat. It's less likely to be batal, even though it has a different name, than if it has the same name and one is Isser, one is Heter. When are you machmir on Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Only b'minoi. Loi machmirin alei b'she'inoi minoi. We're not machmir v'se'inoi minoi. Avahi depas sh'afoy matzli betanur delek lachmur alei b'minoi deloi shayich klali loi machmirin alei b'she'inoi minoi nimsu shloi hichmur boi klal. When could you be machmir on davar sheyesh lo matirin b'minoi? There's more of a reason in the world of the Chachamim to be machmir, even though the case of the bread and the meat is enoi minoi, because they're both heter, so it's mamish considered minoi. There's more of a reason to be machmir there than to be machmir in a case of min b'minai a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's usur, but yet it will have a heter later. This was never usur to begin with. Meat is not an isur, it's just you can't eat it with cheese. Okay, I hope this gave some...
So even though in our case by Nedarim, there's no intrinsic issur, it's not a shtikhelev treifa, right? It's only that there's a neder extrinsically, or really the
okay.
Mutter.
First of all, true, but, you know, a neder is an isra cheftza, right? A neder is an isra cheftza. Elamai, it's an isra cheftza that has a heter later, right? It's not isra cheftza like a piece of pig. It's a superimposed isra cheftza. Mashen kein, meat is never an isra cheftza. It's just something that doesn't work with other types of foods. The basic point is what the Ran is defining that it's not a wide-ranging machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi eino batol, and the Chacham say no, just the opposite. Min b'minoi batol, min b'she'enoi minoi is harder to be mavatol. No, everyone agrees fundamentally, things that are similar are harder to be mavatol, things that are different are easier. It's just the question is, how do you define similar? Rabbi Yehuda defines it the same species. So straight up, min b'minoi is never batol. Chachamim have a very nuanced understanding. Chachamim say, the way to define min b'she'enoi minoi is iser v'heter. Now, it happens to be if it's the same species, and it's varm she'esh l'matirin, then alt species they're the same, and even alt iser v'heter they're the same, that's not a good enough difference. But if it's min b'she'enoi minoi, and varm she'esh l'matirin, so the min b'she'enoi minoi, which is a very minor difference, will be mashlim, the lack of difference because of varm she'esh l'matirin. But if it's min b'she'enoi minoi, and it's not something that's, and min b'she'enoi minoi, but now it's not just dvar m'she'esh l'matirin, it's not even aser be'etzem, then even the chachamim will say, it's not bato. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Bracha
v'atzlacha. Stam yeah. Kashas, in the case with baking the bread with the meat, why
yeah.
Is that considered Dabar Shesh Matirin? A person wants to eat it with cheese. Meaning Dabar Shesh Matirin is that in all cases this item will be mutter. But here he wants to eat it with the cheese. Why should Dabar Shesh Matirin really apply?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with, let's say, an egg that's born on Yom Tov. Don't tell me eat it tomorrow. I'm hungry now, right? I'm hungry now. So we say as long as...
But tomorrow it'll be mutter for all purposes. This will never be allowed to be eaten with cheese forever. So l'chayra, that's really not dabar shesh l'matirin.
I mean, it's just the difference between time and with what. In the Torah is ad she, why rely on a leniency when you could eat this thing without that leniency? How? Don't eat it with that meat. Yeah. Yeah. Look, you have to review this. But this is a very fundamental run. Just even before he brings in this last stuff with the riff, why Dvarim Sheish L'Matirin in the world of Chumim brings this back to the Dama Parva Dama Sire. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you. Psoras Tovos, everything should go well. Kol Tov.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.